Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 1182 of the Juice Box Podcast. I'll be speaking with Amanda today. She is the mother of an 11-year-old daughter who has type 1 diabetes and celiac. She's also colorblind, red and green specifically. Her daughter was conceived from a sperm donor. Oh, look at all the notes here about today's episode. What else do we see here? High school, used heroin, you know. Oh my goodness, are you going to listen to this? It's going to be amazing. While the episode is being amazing, please remember that nothing you hear on the Juice Box Podcast should be considered advice, medical or otherwise. Always consult a physician before making any changes to your healthcare plan or becoming bold with insulin. You want to help with type 1 diabetes research? It's simple to do if you're a U.S. resident who has type 1 diabetes or is the caregiver of someone with type 1. All you need to do is go to t1dexchange.org/juicebox, join the registry, complete the survey, it takes like 10 minutes, and you have officially helped with type 1 diabetes research right there from wherever it is you are. t1dexchange.org/juicebox. This is your best chance to help research without having to pick your butt up and go somewhere. You know, you can start your day the same way I do with a delicious drink of AG1. The supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why every morning I drink AG1. drinkag1.com/juicebox. US Med is sponsoring this episode of the Juice Box Podcast, and we've been getting our diabetes supplies from US Med for years. You can as well. usmed.com/juicebox or call 888-721-1514. Use the link or the number, get your free benefits check, and get started today with US Med. This show is sponsored today by the glucagon that my daughter carries, Gvoke HypoPen. Find out more at gvokeglucagon.com/juicebox.
Hi, I'm Amanda. My daughter is 11 years old. Type 1 diabetes, celiac, all other things that aren't usually related to this podcast. And we're in Southern California.
Okay. Type 1, celiac. I said celiac in front of someone the other day. And they go, celiac? And I was like, am I saying it wrong? I was like, Jesus, put that on the list. Things I apparently don't pronounce water correctly. Oh my God, right? Okay, so I've got T1, celiac. Other things that aren't usually talked about here. Do you want to mention them or no?
Well, she's colorblind.
Okay.
Which is very rare for a girl.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. We actually, like, when I figured it out or started figuring it out, I had an HMO, so I had to go to a specific eye doctor. And he was like, she's not colorblind. Girls are not colorblind. I was like, she's colorblind. She can't tell the difference between red and green. Nope, girls aren't colorblind. Okay.
They made me come to you, I'm assuming now, because you were inexpensive. So probably harder to charge when you don't understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's a, I guess, I don't know, how does that first become apparent to you?
Well, hers was, she was in the bath around 3 years old. And, you know, like the paint, the, you know, soap paint.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she asked, Mom, can you, and I don't remember anymore. She either said, Mom, can you hand me the green one? Or Mom, can you hand me the red one? And I said, that's not that color. And she switched it. So she either said, can you hand me the green paint? And I said, that's not green. And she goes, red. Or she said, opposite, can you hand me the red paint? Right. And I said, it's not red. And she said, green. Mm-hmm. And I mean, then I was like, wait, there's only one way you mess up red and green.
It's that one.
If you can't tell the difference. Yeah.
And are there, I mean, how much have you looked into this? Are there other versions of colorblind?
Yeah, there is. There's, okay. I mean, and she's like 70% red, green, Deuteronomy, whatever it's called. There's a whole bunch of different things for it. Like, so for her, she can see colors a little bit. It's not pure. Like, I guess if you're 100% colorblind, it's like everything is gold.
Really?
Like a yellowish gold.
Yeah.
But she, because she's only 70%, she can tell the difference between red and green. Apparently red's darker, green's lighter. Basic vision's everything's like golden brown.
Yeah, I started Googling when you used the name of a chapter in the Bible instead of whatever you were meant to say.
So, I said Deuteronomy.
I think you said Deuteronomy. And I was like, I'm not very religious, but I feel like that's a Bible thing. So I looked here. NIH says there's red-green color vision deficiency, they call it, blue-yellow color vision deficiency. That's a lot of words. And complete color vision deficiency. Yeah, wow.
Right.
How about that? And it looks like it's, here we go, Deuteranomaly.
Thank you.
Is the most Deuteronomy. Way to name the episode like straight out. Good job. I'm actually making a note about that for myself. Definitely calling this Deuteronomy. Is the most common type of red-green color vision deficiency. It makes certain shades of green look more red. This type is mild and doesn't usually get in the way of normal activities. Then there's Protonomaly. Makes certain shades of red look more green and less bright. This type is mild and usually doesn't get in the way of normal activities. Protanopia and deuteranopathy, Jesus, mother of God, both make somewhat unable to tell the difference between red and green. There's also blue, yellow. There's two different kinds of blue, yellow, and then complete, like you said, can't see colors at all. This is also called monochromacy or achromatopsia. What the son of a bitch? Why do they do this? Why don't they just call it like total or, I don't know. Anyway, that all seems horrible. Is she impacted by it? If you take insulin or sulfonylureas, you are at risk for your blood sugar going too low. You need a safety net when it matters most. Be ready with Gvoke HypoPen. My daughter carries Gvoke HypoPen everywhere she goes, because it's a ready-to-use rescue pen for treating very low blood sugar in people with diabetes ages 2 and above that I trust. Low blood sugar emergencies can happen unexpectedly, and they demand quick action. Luckily, Gvoke HypoPen can be administered in 2 simple steps, even by yourself in certain situations. Show those around you where you store Gvoke HypoPen and how to use it. They need to know how to use Gvoke HypoPen before an emergency situation happens. Learn more about why Gvoke HypoPen is in Arden's Diabetes Toolkit at gvokeglucagon.com/juicebox. Gvoke shouldn't be used if you have a tumor in the gland on the top of your kidneys called a pheochromocytoma, or if you have a tumor in your pancreas called an insulinoma. Visit gvokeglucagon.com/risk for safety information.
She's really not. The funniest part is the hardest color for her to see is purple, because she doesn't have the cones for red.
Oh, okay.
Blue and purple are her hardest things. I guess with red and green, like they're just a shade off enough, she can always tell those apart. But with purple and blue or dark blue, she can't. Like light purple and blue, dark blue and purple, she can't tell the difference at all.
Can you explain the cone thing a little bit? And please use as many Bible references as possible.
I don't understand it completely, but it's the shape of the cones in your eyes that determine what you're capable of being transmitted to your brain and therefore seeing. And the shape of her red-green cones are, I don't know if they're flat or what's wrong with them, but I know it's the cones that don't work properly. Wow. And so she just does not get that information from her eye to her brain.
That's so interesting. Okay. I have a tiny bit of information here that you haven't mentioned yet, but you went to 7-Eleven and got some sperm and made her. Is that right?
Yeah, right.
7-Eleven. Yeah. So she's from a...
Yeah, no.
She's from a donor?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm an anonymous donor.
Was that because you hate boys? You had trouble with your spouse? like your mate wasn't able... Like what leads to that?
I was with a guy for about 10 years, mm-hmm. liked him a lot. Finally, was like, hey, maybe I actually want to have a family and stuff. And then that fell apart. And before that, I didn't want to have a family. So it wasn't like a big deal. But then I was like, hey, I actually want to.
Oh, I see.
And then I don't know if it was my biological clock or whatever. But then I was like, well, I want to do it now. I don't want to wait another 10 years to find somebody I maybe like enough. I was already 30, so
Took you 10 years to find a person you liked?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Where were you looking?
Punk rock shows. Probably not.
Punk rock shows. You should have called me. I might have been able to help. I would have said, hey, Amanda, how about first, let's not look for the punk rock shows. Let's see where that gets us. I can't meet any good guys in this bar for some reason. No kidding. Yeah. But that's lovely, though.
No, like, so then I did an honest donor, had her. 6 years later, I got back together with the guy, and now we are married and live together, and he's her dad.
Really?
Adopted. Yep.
How does that feel to him?
Well, I mean, once they met and clicked and fell in love with each other, to them, they're father and daughter.
No feeling of loss or a mistake that you didn't stay together?
I don't really know. And
yeah, don't talk too much. You might learn about each other.
I mean, I asked him when we were like really thinking about getting back together and like really doing it. I was like, I'm not having any more kids. So she's got to be it for you. You're not passing on your DNA. I'm not going to do it.
And you're not sullying me with your seed. Been there, done that. That's over now.
And he was fine with it. But I mean, he always jokes. I don't know if he's really joking or not, but he always tells people, he's like, no, I'd never wanted to change diapers. I swooped in at 6 years old, taught her how to swim, taught her how to ride a bike.
Yeah. I can see people being attracted to that.
I didn't have to do any of the baby stuff. Right. I came in right when she turned fun.
Yeah. Right when she turned fun. Yeah, that's about right. I ask because, but I guess this is just something private I shouldn't say on here, but what are we going to do? My brother was with a girl. They broke up. She married someone, had children, and now my brother and her are married. And I always wonder, in fairness, I never ask him, like, you know, but like, we're also not married, so don't laugh at me, Amanda. Okay. But I've never asked my brother, like, did you ever feel like, oh, geez, what if we would have just like kept going? You know, like those would have been my kids, maybe, like mm-hmm. naturally, you know. Not that I don't think he thinks that. Actually, let me be clear about that. He really loves those kids. That's not the case. All right. I understand. Okay. I'm good. I'm good. Some kid with diabetes needed some money, and now your kid's diagnosed. When did that happen?
That was in July of 2020.
And so how she's old
eight,
was she?
Right, yeah. After she turned eight.
Okay. She was eight in 2020, and she was diagnosed. Is the celiac come first or the type 1?
The type 1.
Okay. How does it present?
Well, the obvious normal stuff. If she got super skinny, I had to like buy smaller sized bathing suits, which is weird. Yeah. Super drinking water, peeing all night. Never went to bed. She always got up. But, okay.
But it was happening a lot of urination. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In March, actually, I took her to a well visit and she had lost a pound. And they were like, oh, she's losing weight. And she's always been in the very low percentile. She's short. I'm short. Mm-hmm. It like never was like a major concern.
Amanda, short. How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Okay, good.
So they're like, oh, she lost a pound. And I was like, yeah, but she's like doing stuff now. She's running and she's playing outside and she's riding her bike. I'm okay with losing a pound. Mm-hmm. And she's getting taller. So it looks like she's skinnier. And like she's like, no, I want you to go do blood work. And my daughter, Perrin, freaked out. She was just like, no, I don't want to do blood work. And I mean, she's my only kid. I didn't do it. I felt bad for her.
Wow, you're easy. You don't want to do blood work? It's fine. You're probably just going to grow up to be a supermodel. That's where this is headed, actually. So it's fine.
I didn't do it. And I was just like, this lady's just a little crazy. I don't know what she's saying. I was mad afterwards when I was like, you could have done a finger prick in the office if that's what you thought.
Right, right.
You didn't have to send us for major blood work if that's where you were going with this.
Do you think that was the doctor's inclination that they were looking for diabetes?
That and celiac, she said.
Oh, for the weight loss. Okay.
Yeah. But either way, I mean, if you were thinking that, do a finger prick in the office. It would have been high then.
How long between your poor parenting decision and you finding out she had type 1 diabetes?
March, April, May, June, July. So 4 months.
Oh, you think you would have known 4 months sooner?
Well, yeah. But also, now that I think about it, she's had like a slow onset
Okay.
her whole life. Because she never drank juice. She never ate bread. She never had candy. Like, she would have it. People were like, hey, do you want this? She'd have a bite and no. She'd have a sip of orange juice and say, absolutely not. I need a lot of water. She'd have a sip of soda and say, no, I need a lot of water. And I just thought she was like a healthy, amazing kid. I mean, this was at 2 and 3 years old.
Yeah. My kid doesn't eat those things. What does that have to do with the slow onset, though? Tell me.
Well, I mean, if she wouldn't eat things that raised her blood sugar and made her feel weird, she didn't have any words for it. She didn't know how to say what that was.
You think that kid was low carb her whole life?
Yeah, because now she loves juice. She loves soda. Now that she has insulin to counteract it.
Well, that's interesting.
So it wasn't a taste thing to her. Yeah. It was a body.
Maybe all carbs are red or green. She just didn't see them. That's all. It's possible. I mean, I don't know
a
lot
about it. She loves pizza still. You know, she loved pizza still, but that's slow. So she could do that and not.
Hard not to love pizza. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So she's peeing a lot. You go to the doctor. You don't do the blood work. 4 months later, what happens that makes you go, oh, okay.
Really, we finally do the blood work.
Oh, I was going to say, and she's a rock star at blood work now, I imagine, years later.
Oh, no.
Still
really hard thing.
Tell me about that. Because I don't talk about it very often, but Arden's like a cat in a car wash sometimes when she has to get she has to get blood work.
Yeah, no, I don't get it either. I'm like, you now get shots. I mean, she doesn't anymore. She's on the pump and,
yeah,
you know. But it was like, you're getting shots 6 or more a day for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But it's still, I mean, it's a bigger needle. It's scary. It's always bribing me. Can we put it off? Can we do it this day? Like, it's always the last minute where it just barely gets to the doctor in time.
Diabetes comes with a lot of things to remember. So it's nice when someone takes something off of your plate. US Med has done that for us. When it's time for Arden's supplies to be refreshed, we get an email. Rolls up and in your inbox says, hi Arden, this is your friendly reorder email from US Med. You open up the email, it's a big button that says, click here to reorder, and you're done. Finally, somebody taking away a responsibility instead of adding one. US Med has done that for us. An email arrives, we click on a link, and the next thing you know, your products are at the front door. That simple. usmed.com/juicebox or call 888-721-1514. I never have to wonder if Arden has enough supplies. I click on one link, I open up a box, I put the stuff in the drawer, and we're done. US Med carries everything from insulin pumps and diabetes testing supplies to the latest CGMs like the Libre 3 and the Dexcom G7. They accept Medicare nationwide, over 800 private insurers, and all you have to do to get started is call 888-721-1514 or go to my link, usmed.com/juicebox. Using that number or my link helps to support the production of the Juice Box podcast. I partnered with AG1 because I needed a daily foundational nutritional supplement that supported my whole body health. I continue to drink AG1 every day because it works for me. AG1 is my foundational nutritional supplement. It gives me comprehensive nutrition and it supports my whole body health. Drinkag1.com/juicebox. When you use my link to place your first order, here's what you're going to get. A free welcome kit that includes a shaker, scoop, and canister. 5 free travel packs, a free year supply of vitamin D, and of course, your AG1. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/juicebox. That's drinkag1.com/juicebox. Check it out. You mean is she out on the streets panhandling, making money to try to get you not to? She's like, I was able to scrape together $17. Please don't take me for blood work. This is all yours if you don't take me for blood work. What does she try to bribe you with?
Well, she just makes me feel bad. And so I have to plan a day where I go do something and then her dad has to take her.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, well, now he's there. Back then, was he there in 2020?
Yeah, he was living with us.
Oh, then. He was. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because she's probably like, look, I got out of this a couple times. I could probably keep pushing this lady off if I tried hard enough.
She's pretty smart about that, yeah.
Give her over to him. And he's like, we're going to get blood work. Shut up.
Yes.
So I should be clear. As an adult and in her late teens, to say she's fine getting her blood drawn, that would be a lie. I have to remember to ask her about it when she's on next time. But she sits there and watches the needle go into her arm. She can't look away from it. Cannot look away. She does not like it. It's upsetting to her. There have been times where she's given, like, had blood draws, you know, every couple of months trying to figure out, like, levels for, like, thyroid stuff and things like that. Every time it does not get better. But when she was young, it was fine. And there, I don't know when it happened to her, but there was this one day in the endo's office where the lady who had drawn her blood, you know, like, I got to say, at least once a year for forever, she came in and Arden just pulled her feet up on the table and started pushing backwards. And before you knew it, she was in the corner of the room. And I thought, she's going to go up the wall like Spider-Man in a second. The poor nurse is like, Arden, what's going on? We've been doing this for years. And Arden was like, no more. I had to take her into the bathroom and, like, we had to sit and talk, like, quietly. And the bathroom was, by the way, so that she felt protected. Like, I had to take her into a room, mm-hmm. close the door and lock the door. So I'm like, all right, no one's coming in. We got to figure this out. Yeah, being a parent's been a lot of fun so far. Super exciting.
Yeah.
It's a fury of sex for a little while and then just arguing with kids about stuff. And for you, not even. You do it yourself or you go to a place? You can't do it yourself, can you?
No. My OBGYN was already like a fertility doctor too. So he had all the connections.
What do you think would happen if I typed DIY artificial? Am I about to see something horrible? Insemination.
I think those are like those stupid rom-com movies where they just use a guy for a night.
DIY artificial insemination kit. Oh, make fun of me, will you? You can buy them at CVS. Oh, I thought I was making something stupid up and I was definitely going to get sent to a porn site, but that is not what happened. Frida Fertility, Fertility, unbelievable. At home insemination set, 4.5 stars. It says just add sperm. No, it doesn't say that. Sorry. It's a real thing. It doesn't say just add sperm. Although it should, right?
It really should.
I mean, what a marketing like technique that would be. Yeah, there's a number of different at-home insemination kits from a number of different companies. Mm-hmm. How much did you pay? You could have done this for $129.
Well, that's just the kit. You'd still need the sperm.
Punk rock show. How hard would it have been there? I'm going to say not difficult.
You know what? My kid probably would have been healthier.
You know what? Let's get past this. It's my fault. I didn't record yesterday. I have a lot of silliness pent up inside of me. I need to let it out every day or this is what happens. Okay. So diagnosed type 1, finally with blood work. Does she have to go to the hospital or?
Yeah. So like on a Monday, she went and got her blood work done. On Wednesday, the doctor called and said, we got her blood work back. Her blood sugar is 480. Oh. And I said, okay, what is that bad? Which I had no idea.
Yeah, right.
I had no idea. So I was like, all right, cool. They're like, she has to go to the emergency room right now. Mm. I was like, she's out riding her bike.
Yeah. And that feeling of she's fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's all right. She's not dying. They're like, are you going to take her? Like, I guess they thought I really wasn't. I was like, I actually have a work meeting, but I'll take her in an hour. And they're like, you need to take her right now. She's not going to die, right? She's right here. I put this off for 4 months. What is an hour?
Lady, I've been doing this wrong for like a half a year. So I'm going to finish up the work meeting and then we'll be over. I'm not a high stress. You're not a high stress person, huh, Amanda?
You know what? I usually am. My high stress stuff was always went with work and not at home.
Oh, I mean, it's super interesting because I thought you were going to tell me that you're laid back and micro dosing mushrooms or something like that. But you are from California. That could be happening, right?
Oh, God. No, I wish. Not in a long time.
Oh, okay. Not since the punk rock show. Oh, wait a minute. Can we name this punk rock Deuteronomy? Maybe.
Absolutely.
God damn. Hold on a second. Let me write that down. I'll forget. Do you know that if I didn't write that down, that an hour from now when we were done talking, I wouldn't remember?
I probably wouldn't either.
It's fascinating. I worry about myself in those situations.
I'd remember that there would be something, but I wouldn't remember what it was. I'd be like, oh, I know there was something cool. What was it?
I have to start leaving in the notes that I make for myself after the recording ends. So the recording ends. I take a second. I get a drink. I bring the microphone back to my voice and I go, today we talked to Amanda. Her daughter was, you know, this old in 2020 when she was diagnosed with type 1. She got celiac later. She has red-green color blindness. And then I'll start going, we should call this episode. And I'll go, oh, something about, like, it's like an hour later. It's like an hour later. And I don't know. So actually, I have an editor now. And it's been terrific, like 99.9% terrific. The part that's not great is that the show gets recorded, it goes out, and it's edited. It comes back to me, and I have to lay in bumpers and ads and stuff like that, right? So I have to sit back down with the track and be like, hello, friends, this episode, you know, like, I have to do all that. And then there's 30 seconds in the beginning where I like to give a little overview of what the episode's about. And they would come back to me from the editor, and I was like, I have no idea what this is about. Like, I recorded this like months ago. I have no idea. So I had to say to him, hey, while you're listening, can you take notes about the episode?
Yeah. Cause I mean, while you were editing, you were hearing it again.
Yeah. And but I don't listen back through. Like, once the edit's done, I cut it up. I lay in the elements where they go, but I don't listen to it again. And so there's like a little scratch pad in the thing. And he's really, his name's Rob. I mean, Wrong Way Recording, if you're looking for him. I think it's wrongwayrecording.com. And his notes are fantastic. Like, sometimes I look at them, I'm like, I'm going to start stealing these and using them on the website. <It's> like, they're so, like, thorough. I'm like, he's, like, really sitting there listening, you know? So, okay.
Kid. Well, hi, Rob.
Yeah. Hey, Rob. What's up, man? Do a good job on this one because, you know, Amanda's dog's barking in the background. So if you can get rid of that, that'd be terrific. As I try to make you feel bad. Oh, okay. So work meeting ends. We go to the hospital.
Yeah, go home, go to the hospital, still COVID. So
okay,
yeah. My husband just drops us off. Her blood sugar was 560 then. They mentioned how clear her pee was because, you know, she did drink a lot of water. She told us to go to a doctor that's 15 minutes away. If we got another 15 minutes, we could have just gone straight to Chalk. I don't know why she didn't just tell us that. Mm-hmm. So then we're waiting at the closer hospital for 3 hours for them to send an ambulance, take us to Chalk.
So you drove 15 minutes to wait for an ambulance, but you could have drove 30 minutes apparently. To where you were going?
Yeah. She's holy like, God. Go to Mission Hospital right there. Do that. Go there. Okay, I'll do it. She's like, are you going? I'm going, lady. I'm going. I really am.
How long did you wait for the ambulance?
It was about 3 or 4 hours.
Fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. I don't understand half the time what happens, but okay. So a week and a half later.
I remember sitting in there and we're in there and they're telling us, you know, she's got type 1 diabetes. I'm like, okay. I'd like, the only thing I know about this is I read the Babysitter's Club and one of them had it.
That was it. That was the only time you ever heard about it. Do you think it comes? So is there any autoimmune on your side of the family?
I have an aunt that has rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay. RA counts for sure.
Yeah. But that's like it. I mean, I'm sure some people are a little bit crazy and have some bipolar. None of them would admit it.
Jesus, Amanda, you're like, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm related to a number of people who have bipolar disorder. they don't say it out loud, but I'm 100% sure. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you want to name them? No.
Both aunts.
Oh, my God.
No, the other female of the family, a.k.a. my mom.
I was just kidding, but okay. Jesus. Do you talk to your mom?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. Everybody's nice. They just, you think they might literally, like, you're not joking. You think they have bipolar.
Yeah, no, seriously. They really do.
But. Oh, okay. Is your mom taking medication?
She's been on some stuff the last few months and she's been a lot calmer and less just crazy emotional about things. She's like, oh my God, you stopped sharing your location with me. I'm like, I didn't mean to. Sorry. And I'm 43 years old. It's okay.
If your location stops being shared through your phone, your mom has a freak out.
Yeah. She's like, I'm your mom. I'm not stalking you. I'm like, it's fine, but okay. I didn't mean to. I really don't care if you see that I'm at home.
Yeah. Well, you're just, I mean, what are you doing, right? You're old now. You're not at a punk rock show or anything like that. You and Sid Vicious are watching The Price is Right.
I don't even listen to music anymore. My husband still, he's a drummer, so he still listens and plays it all the time.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
I have to tell you, I don't know that I don't listen to music anymore. I try very hard to, but it feels like a job to remember to listen to music sometimes.
Yeah.
It's upsetting to me, honestly.
I mean, I agree. Music was everything for a long time for me. So It's weird.
Is it time? But, you don't have time?
You know what? I just don't like the sound anymore.
And when you go back to old music that you did love, do you find that it starts to feel dated?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens to me too. Okay. All right. Well, that must be a thing that happens to people.
I noticed that I have a hard time paying attention now to more than, like, my mind can pay attention to more than one thing, but my ears can't.
So if you put music on in the background, you might as well not have it on.
Right. Or I can't hear people over it. I just, like, somebody's talking to me, I have to stop the music.
Are you losing your hearing? Do you think?
Maybe. I don't really think so. I can hear stuff. I just only pay attention to one sound at a time.
You don't say what a lot? Like people talk, well, you don't
I
go do, what?
But that's to my husband because he starts talking and usually talks to himself. So it's like after I'm like, oh, you're talking to me. Sorry.
Do you know people who start their thoughts like 5 or 6 words into them out loud? Like the first 5 or 6 words are in their head and then they start talking out loud?
Yeah, that's my husband.
Oh, he does that. Okay. And then you're like, I don't know what you're saying, but they think you do. Yeah, that's interesting. My mom did that.
He definitely does.
I'm like, I'm gonna need all the words.
What about that?
If you want me,
I don't know. What about what? I have no idea.
You gotta say it all out loud. That's funny. Okay. So, get to the hospital. Finally, kids got diabetes. Now I'm dying to know how you handle it because so far you've handled the entire thing like just very really kind badly. I was going to say whimsically. You were just like, it'll be fine. But when they start telling you what's going on and you start getting a grasp of it, does that shift your attention?
I don't know. I remember them. They must have thought that I was just still so nonchalant about it because I'm asking the doctor. I was like, okay, how concerned are we about her right now? And he understood what I meant. And he's like, she's fine. She's going to live. Okay. We just have to do stuff. But the nurse that was in there was like, you can't take her. You have to stay here. I was like, I wasn't going to go anywhere. I was just asking like,
hey, the kid's not going to die, right? That's what you're asking.
Yeah. How concerned am I right now about her health?
Yeah.
Is she about to die? Do I need to call everybody and get them here? Or is she going to be okay?
Because it took a lot to make this one, and I've already decided I don't want to do it again. And I like her and everything. So can we kind of keep her here? Is there a way to do that? Oh, and the one nurse thought you were being nonchalant, like you were just going to blow out and
leave. Like if I was like, oh, it's not a big deal. She's like, you can't leave here. I was like, I'm not leaving. No, that's not at all what I meant.
Didn't say that. Doctor got what you were saying.
Yeah.
And then how long was she in the hospital for?
That was Wednesday. We came home Friday afternoon.
That's pretty quick.
She wasn't really in DKA. She was only on IVs for about 6 hours, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's her great.
A1C was 12.1, mm-hmm. which seems high. But I don't, I mean, maybe she just drank so much of the water, the acidic or whatever.
Now, Amanda, if that was true, then everybody listening would just drink water instead of using insulin. So it doesn't,
I don't know, it doesn't but she was like only that. On it for six hours.
How long? You have made a couple of leaps in your thought. Like what? You were like, she probably just ate low carb her whole life, but had diabetes the whole time. I'm going to tell you between you and I don't think that's right. but you're telling your story. So I'm happy to listen. But yeah, I mean, a 12 A1C would indicate that her blood sugar had been elevated for a while, but not to the point where, I mean, she's still making some insulin, obviously. You don't think she's, how long she, it's like 3 years later, does she have any, like,
I don't think she ever had a honeymoon, but no, I don't think she.
It was kind of gone before you figured out diabetes was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took care of that with not doing anything.
With your work meeting and other such things.
Yeah.
Do you ever look back and think, oh my God, if it would have onset quicker, like she would have really been in trouble?
Yeah, of course.
Does it make you feel a certain way?
Well, yeah.
How?
It was pretty shitty. I mean, I feel pretty bad about it. I'm still mad that the doctor didn't just give her a finger prick right there. It's like, if you would have just said what you thought it was and done. And I mean, she probably would have been at maybe 200 then.
Yeah, maybe.
And then I would have found out about it and I wouldn't have had to rebuy brand new bathing suits in a size 6 instead of 8.
Amanda, I like how at the same time, like, thoughtful you are about this and flippant at the same time. It's very much fun to listen to. You're like, you know what? I feel bad because I didn't see it sooner and something could have happened. And that's very upsetting. And plus a lot of money in bathing suits went out the window.
It did though.
I can't really tell if you're hilarious or literally not paying attention to anything.
I'm pretty funny.
Okay. That's what I was leaning towards. I'd like to say that. In case you were wondering. I mean, listen, you've got to have a good sense of humor if you get sperm at a 7-Eleven. So did you get a Slurpee while you were there too? I would have.
I did drink a lot of Slurpees when I was pregnant. I wonder if that gave her diabetes. Just kidding.
I don't think that works that way. But yeah, I know. You drank a lot of... Wait a minute. You drank a lot of Slurpees while you were pregnant?
I did.
So I randomly said 7-Eleven, but you're a 7-Eleven girl?
You know what? I got them at Target.
Oh, look at you, fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah? You don't go to 7-Eleven. Are there even 7-Elevens in California?
Oh, yeah.
There are? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot of them. None of them are gas stations, though. They're always just like corner stores.
Fair enough. My 7-Eleven growing up was a corner store. Did you guys get Wawa? Did they make it to the West Coast?
No, I've never heard of them.
Okay.
They're not in the South either, because I grew up in Georgia.
Yeah. The Buc-ee's are down there now. You grew up in Georgia? Where in Georgia did you grow up?
Woodstock. So I don't know if that's...
It's like inland, right? Like more west?
It was like 45 minutes north of Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay. How'd you get to California?
Oh, I was born in California. We moved to Georgia when I was 10. My dad worked for Coca-Cola out here. Mm-hmm. And so got transferred to Coca-Cola capital.
Which is in is in Atlanta.
Which is in Atlanta.
That's mm-hmm. right. There's that big, like, somehow there's... If you've never
the world of Coke.
Yeah. If you've never been there, there's, I don't know, like a Coca-Cola museum. It almost feels like... It's really cool, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
Soda wasn't bad for you, it would be amazing. Sure.
Yeah. They have like little things where the soda like squirts across the sky into a cup for you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but if it was a heroin museum, you'd be put off by it.
Well, not me, but maybe other people. That's the other reason I went to Atlanta.
Amanda, when that drummer and you break up, call me. A lot of fun.
That's a weird thing. I don't want this to be an after dark. I won't say that. Never mind.
Wait, you were going to say something that if you said it, it would be an after dark?
Probably.
Is it about him?
No.
Oh.
About the other thing.
Oh, about the heroin?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Damn. All right. I mean, it's fine. You don't have to share more than you want to. But just tell me, did you snort it or inject it?
Both.
Oh, there you go. Well, now it's an after dark. Congratulations. So. I mean, you said punk rock. You married a drummer. I assume there was drug use somewhere. And
He's never done it. It's not him.
Well, he doesn't need to. Your eye is a kite. He's fine. You know what I mean? One of us has got to be paying attention.
No, I never did it out here in California. I met him out here.
Yeah.
So I only lived in Georgia for 11 years. Middle school and high school. A little bit of college. And then I came back out here.
The drugs were in California and not in Georgia?
No, drugs were in Georgia, not in California.
Georgia's a weird place sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like it was a small city and there was nothing to do. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
it was just one of those things. When I came out here, like, I didn't really look for it. But I mean, I guess even if I did, I don't think it would have been easy to find. Maybe. None of the people I met around here.
Are you saying you think it was boredom?
Oh, totally.
When you were younger and all that fat Coca-Cola money just sitting around, you had to do something. You know what I mean? My God, I don't know if anyone else is impressed that I haven't made a beat on the Skins reference because your guy's a drummer and like I've kept it completely clean this entire time. So, I mean, I don't need like congratulations or anything like that, but some of you know to be impressed. So I just completely let it go. You know, so many different versions of inappropriate in there. Not me. I held it together and we went right to drugs instead. Okay, so let's be clear for the people. You don't do that anymore. Is that correct?
Correct.
Hadn't done that while you were a parent?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. But I mean, but it's weird. Like I remember, and this was about the only thing I actually did know about type 1 diabetics is that, I guess I didn't even know it was type 1, but just like sometimes people would go and try and get syringes. So they'd have to go to the pharmacy and be like, say you're a diabetic and see if you can get some syringes.
You used to be able to. No, I have that backwards. The insulin you used to be able to get insulin. Actually, someone told me recently, I have no idea if this is true. You still don't need a prescription for like regular. I don't know if that's true or not. But when my buddy was young, he was on like regular MPH. He did not need a script for his insulin. He needed a script for his needles.
Hmm.
But you're saying you could go in and say, I have diabetes, give me needles, and they'd give them to you?
Some places would, but they'd have to have I mean, I guess maybe they did need a prescription, but some places would still do it. Otherwise, I don't really know the whole rules because some people could go get them and maybe they just knew somebody.
How long were you involved in that lifestyle?
About 2 years.
You have any trouble stopping?
It wasn't fun, but no, I mean, it really wasn't. I never like went through crazy withdrawals or anything like that.
What makes you stop?
I didn't. Well, I had told myself that I would never use a needle. So once I actually did that, I did it about two more times. And then I was like, nah, I'm not going down this route.
You crossed your own line and then decided it was going to keep happening?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Plus, I didn't really like the boy I was dating anymore. That helps.
And he was involved with this?
Yeah.
I see. I'm following. Don't worry. I got this whole thing straightened out in my head.
I mean, I liked the heroine. I just didn't like him.
You trying to rename the episode again? I liked the heroine. I mean,
there's a reason people do it. It feels great. It's wonderful. But it's, I don't know. I guess I just grew up. I didn't want to throw up every other night or whatever.
And so the downside of heroin to you was, finish that sentence for me.
Vomiting.
None of the other stuff, like the vomiting's the thing that turned you off about it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, it felt great to be on it, but I would always throw up. It would always.
Being a person who used heroin, that was not part of what threw you off about it.
Not really, but I mean, I still worked. I still did stuff. Like the hardest part about it was my boyfriend was kind of a dumbass and a junkie, and I'd have to go down to Atlanta and like save him a lot. But I didn't get into it so bad that I wasn't still a productive member of society.
Okay. Okay. So you're using it what you would call like recreationally?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Amanda, it's funny. I know what you look like, which is an unfair advantage, but if you and I met in person for the first time and you just walked up to me and said, hey, I used heroin when I was a child, I'd look at you and I'd go, no, you didn't. Stop it.
Oh, you can't see my tattoos on my.
Yeah, I know, but like photos, you just look like someone's mom now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 Everyone has to wonder when they hear this. Oh my God, did my mom do heroin?
You know, I don't so much anymore, but at first when they started just giving us prescriptions of needles, I was like, well, if for some reason anybody needs a needle, at least I can give them a clean needle instead of going somewhere and getting a gross one.
Do you still know people who use?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Interesting. Mm-mm. Wow. I'm fascinated by this. I'm having such a nice time. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I just met somebody the other day who said to me, it's a person I knew, but I had never met in person. And we had time to be together for a while. And they said, you're so direct. And I thought, no, I'm not. Am I? I'm direct. And then I started really thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, I guess a lot of people wouldn't say the things I say. It never occurred to me before. Like being completely serious. Like when she called me direct, it threw me a little bit.
That's what I've always liked about listening to you is you are open and honest. You have your opinions, but they're never judgy. I think that's what I like. Like whatever it is, you're just like, all right, you want to know about it, but you're never like, you're a shitty person.
Yeah. No, if you want me to judge you.
Or at least
you
never say it.
No, if you want me to judge you, you just have to come here in person and I'd be happy to. But it's not, I'm not a saint. You know what I mean? Are there saints in Deuteronomy? That'd be amazing. But
I have no idea.
But, yeah, I don't either, honestly. Well, I don't feel judgmental towards people. Like, I mean, I could be if you wanted me to say this is what I think and I see this and, you know, I could come down to the side of it. I could. But for the purposes of this podcast and for life in general, I don't see the value in doing that. You know,
right.
Like, I mean, sitting around the house and, you know, talking about like a mole on somebody's face is judgy, but it's, you know, it's between three people and nobody can hear and the lady with the mole doesn't know. So, you know, I don't think it hurts anybody. But yeah, for my actual life and for this podcast, I see no value in doing anything but listening to people's stories, trying to understand them. And that's it, really. I don't see a reason to do anything else about it. But anyway, yeah, I was really thrown off. Like, she's like, you're very direct. And I was like, I am not. That's where I started. And then I was like, oh, I am. but I don't see
how it dare that. You take that back.
Yeah. I very directly told her she was wrong. No. I was like, really? And she goes, yeah, it's incredibly so. And I was like, off-putting? And she goes, no. And I was like, oh, okay. She's just like, you say things I would never say out loud. And I'm like, huh, I don't know that about myself. Isn't that interesting? So.
It's very interesting.
I bought an eraser the other day in the shape of an ear. I don't need, okay. I don't need it, but it's called an ear eraser. And they put a picture of Van Gogh next to the box.
I was going to say, is it Van Gogh's?
It's not. Apparently the Van Gogh people don't sell ear erasers, although I say money left on the table. The picture of Van Gogh next to it cracked me up so much. I was like, I'm buying an eraser. And Kelly goes, do you even write in pencil? And I was like, listen, that's not important. I mean, I have an ear eraser on my desk from now on. So I'm just looking at it and bringing that up because this episode seems like it's all over the place. So who cares? Talk a little more about why I'm terrific.
Well, you're delightful. And no, yeah, I mean, you're pretty funny. I like you.
I appreciate this. What, you found the podcast for diabetes purposes, I imagine.
Correct.
Okay.
And that was like, I wasn't right away on there. When she was diagnosed in like August. I think the first episode I listened to was around one of Thanksgiving's, of just like how to get through Thanksgiving.
Oh, the Talk Turkey, the short episode where I just like stream of consciousness talk about how to manage Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good one, actually.
It was pretty good.
I mean, you said pretty good, which hurt my feelings a lot. But
well, after that, it was the Dexcom one with just somebody from Dexcom. And I was like, well, this is kind of boring.
Yeah, that stuff is pretty topical. Like right. In the moment when everyone's like, what's happening with Dexcom? Like, what's coming out? Like, then people are like, oh, my God, it's amazing. It's hard to go back and listen to them afterwards because you're like, yeah, that happened already. So,
yeah,
it's not quite as exciting. But, okay, so you found the podcast, listened to it. Do you, for example, like, have you listened to the Pro Tip series?
I did. I haven't listened to the remastered ones, but I listened to them.
Helpful?
I kind of went back and found very much.
Okay, good.
Very much. That was, I started coming home and being like, we've got to get the pump. We've got to get the Dexcom. At first, it was the Dexcom. Mm-hmm. And my husband and daughter were just like, no, we're doing fine. Let's not change anything. We're doing okay. I was like, no, I want to get it.
Did you feel like you weren't doing okay? Or did you just feel like there was better to be had?
Yeah, there's just better. I wanted it. I just knew that I wanted to know exactly how she was responding to it.
Mandy, you sound like your mom with the Find My iPhone thing. I'm just teasing you. I think what you did is completely reasonable. I just saw a great opportunity.
But, he used to just be like, what, do you work for Dexcom now? Are you going to be one of their salespeople?
This is the drummer?
We need it.
This is the drummer?
Yes.
Tell him to relax.
But then once we got it, and once I pushed for it and said, we're just doing it. Screw you. I'm the one who works. It's my insurance. We're doing it.
Yeah. What about your daughter? What'd you have to do to talk your daughter into wearing it?
Well, I told her that she'll be able to choose the pump. That will be her choice. But
you want her to have
just
this.
Forcing this on you. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't, but I'm doing it. Till you're 18, you're wearing a Dexcom.
Did she resist it?
She did at first. But I mean, once she got it, she was like, once she stopped doing finger pricks 10 times a day. Mm-hmm.
Then she's like, all right, I'm in on this.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, okay. She hated the change, like changing and all that. She's fine with it now. Mm-hmm. She just started doing it on her own, actually.
Good for her. That's really cool.
Yeah, she likes to watch YouTube videos of people doing it. And she's like, I want to try my stomach now. I want to try my legs. I want to do this.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's excellent. That's actually really exciting. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I don't understand letting children make medical decisions. So it's weird to me.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you were at the hospital and the doctor was like, you know, I think she'd be healthier if she wore this heart monitor because of her, I don't know, whatever. And she goes, I don't want to wear a heart monitor. You wouldn't go, okay. Although you may.
Well, I also didn't take her for blood work for 4 months.
Yeah, so. I'm saying maybe you would, but most people wouldn't.
But no, yeah, that one I was like, I'll let you choose the pump. And then she still didn't want the pump a year later. And I was like, you know what? We're doing the pump. Sorry.
So you just chose the pump?
Yeah, I was like, we're doing it. We're definitely, you need the pump. I'm sick of doing shots.
You you parent like somebody who grew up in the 70s who's done heroin. That's fantastic.
And then we got the pump, and then they were like, oh, wow, this is better and easier. Wow, imagine that.
Oh, so she came along on that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard, listen, it's a difficult thing.
You know, the weird thing is, like, it's so much cheaper insurance-wise to have a pump. Like, pens, what I mean, maybe I had crappy insurance, but pens were like $40-$50 a month, where insulin is free or $10.
Right. And then the pumps are costing you what?
Oh, the pump was covered.
Oh, okay. So there's just your out of pocket at the beginning of the year, and then you're done after that.
Right.
But you were paying for the pens still?
I was paying for the pens. Like, our copay was about $45, and our copay for pen needles was about $45.
Oh, I didn't know that. Let me just slip this in here real quick, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Omnipod.com/juicebox. There you go. I mean, in case people right now are like, wait a minute, a pump could be cheaper than my pens. I mean, you know, no reason we shouldn't support the podcast while it's happening. Oh, wow. So you switched to it's interesting. So you said, look, we're going to get a pump now. Got a pump. She got used to it eventually. She doesn't resent it. You don't feel any pushback now or measure any resentment from her?
No. Once we got it, there was a couple times where I wasn't sure if the site was working or whatever. So I was like, let's just do a shot before we change it. Let's just see what it is. And she flat out refused then. She was like, absolutely not. She'd run screaming and crying. I don't want any shots. Just change the site. Mm-hmm. So she went from only wanting shots to never, ever allowing shots again.
Yeah. Yeah. I still haven't gotten Arden to tell that story. Actually, those are the two stories. What did I say earlier? I need to have Arden talk about on here. Oh, her getting blood draws. I'm actually going to write this down. Blood draws, I got to get her to talk about, and giving herself an injection, which she has done how many times in her life? You go ahead and guess. She used needles for 2 years old, 3 years old, some of 4 years old. My best math told me she got like 10,000 like shots and, you know, finger pricks combined. How many injections do you think she's ever given herself?
I'm going to say less than five.
Yeah, one. One, and it was like a year and a half ago, and it took her about 45 minutes to get the nerve to do it. Maybe longer. She disappeared into a bathroom for an incredibly long amount of time and then came out and was like, I did it. And we're like, okay, great. She was like 18. She's like, I don't want to do that again. I was like, okay. So you might have to at some point, you know. And she's like, I know, that's why I did it once, but let's make sure that doesn't have to happen. And I was like, all right, we'll do our best. But yeah, we were just like wanting to check if a pump site was bad. And so I said, hey, if we just inject real quick, we'll know if it's the site or if you've got something else going on. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm like, all right, I swear to God, it's an hour more. Yeah, I'm going to get her to tell that story. So she can really talk about it. Like, I really would like to hear her perspective on those two things. So anyway.
Yeah. I don't know why my daughter was just always, for a long time, I was the only one allowed to give her a shot. She wouldn't even let her dad do it. And
I mean, it makes sense to me. He probably felt safe to her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'd sit on his lap. At first, she'd sit on his lap and like bite his finger as I was doing it. Mm-hmm. But that started in the hospital when they're like, okay, you know, have something to hold and do something. She started biting his finger.
Interesting. You both have that in common. You got sick of shots and stopped doing them. I appreciate you coming on the show and being so honest, by the way. It's very nice of you. I really do appreciate it. Is there a reason you wanted to come on the podcast? I usually feel like I should ask that question at least 45 minutes into the conversation.
Well, I mean, I was just listening all the time when I was going to work. I was listening on the way up, listen during lunch, listen on the way home. And it was just fun to hear. And I did get a lot of like good little bits of information just from the conversation once.
Yeah.
I just feel like, oh, I didn't think about that. But it's not in the pro tips or you and Jenny talking or whatever.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. Actually, it's super interesting because as super interesting to me, because I make the podcast, but you know, the rest of you might be like, I don't find it that interesting, Scott, but I do. I think it's an insight. The people who really love management, like specific episodes, they love it like voraciously. But where most of the podcast popularity is actually in the conversations. Mm-hmm. Like there are plenty of people who love the conversations who don't listen to the management. But the people who are very like voracious about the management, sometimes they'll be like, yeah, I don't want to hear people's stories. kind of incredible. And the management people are highly focused inside of the private Facebook group too.
Yeah.
Because the private Facebook group is huge.
Right.
Like,
They're great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's huge. But if you try to start a conversation in there about like, hey, Amanda was on today, and did you guys hear? They don't get a lot of like play on mm-hmm. Conversationally on the page. That was the one thing that surprised me. I thought people were going to be like, every day they'd be like, oh my God, did you hear this story? Those people don't seem to be Facebook people. So.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. It's interesting to me.
I really don't go on it so much anymore. I kind of skim through it. If mm-hmm. there's something easy I can help answer, I answer real quick.
Well, that's very nice of you. I appreciate that.
But otherwise, I don't like really read them that much. But I mean, because I remember when I was first starting, I was like, why does this tubing look like this? Or why is this? And I'd start to Google it and I think, I'll just put it on Facebook. And like, I have 50 answers.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much all the same. So I'm like, I'm going with that.
Yep. Thanks. And then you're like, this must be right. A lot of people think it, which I don't think is exactly the right way to get good information, but it's a fair bet.
Well, it's a bunch of mothers of type 1 diabetics.
Yes. So. Yeah. And it's on something that's such a simple, specific thing. Like, I wouldn't ask about like, I don't know. I wouldn't get online and go, hey, what's the right thing for me to think about this Ukraine conflict? I think there if you get a bunch of people who agree, you probably didn't hear the other side, but there's not a lot of other side to, how do I handle this with my pen or something like that? So no, right. I think I actually think it's amazing. I'm very proud of it. Honestly, I think it helps a lot of people and it's free for them. And I think that's nothing but good. Anyway, all right. So you wanted to come on because you heard other people on here and hearing their stories helped you pull tidbits of good information out.
Yeah.
What do you think people have learned from you?
Don't wait when the doctor says good blood work.
Yeah. Do you think they learned that heroin makes you throw up?
Maybe. Is that not common knowledge?
I have to be honest with you. I have no common knowledge about heroin. So I think
you've talked to enough people about it.
Yeah. I mean, I have their knowledge now. Yeah, but I didn't have any before. If I didn't have the podcast, I'd be like, I don't know. Like my drug references would be from like, I don't know, Eddie Murphy movies from the 80s, if that happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe they learned that. I think that's pretty common knowledge, though. They even put that in movies.
Can I tell you what I get out of your conversation?
What's that?
Can I take a drink?
That I don't know what Deuteronomy means?
No, neither of us know that. Hold on a second. What I get out of your conversation is, even though you are not classically, if I sat 10 people in a room and I said, build me the picture of a really great parent or a really great mother or something like that, I'm being honest. I don't think people would paint a picture that you just painted of yourself. But you're a really good mom.
I agree.
Yeah, and you're very good at this diabetes thing for your kid. And I like your focus on it and all of that stuff. And what I think it tells you, what I think this conversation tells you is you probably shouldn't judge people because, you get a couple of factoids about them and you think you understand their whole picture. And your factoids are like, would be easy for people to make a bad decision about who you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes sense.
But by having the conversation, the rest of you comes out. And that to me is what this is about. So if you guys are looking for a behind the scenes idea of what I think this episode's about, that's what it's about for me. And I think that's very important because if you want to get further and further into this, eventually you're going to be judging your own children this way too. You know what I mean? Like your kids grow up and then you start seeing little things about them and you're like, oh my God, my kid smokes weed. Everything's terrible. Well, is it all terrible or is it just a very complex person who also does this? That's what I see in there. It's very cool. I appreciate you sharing your time with me.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously. What did we miss?
I appreciate doing that.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm glad. Thank you. Did we miss anything? Have I missed anything?
Oh, my God. My daughter wanted to come say hi real quick. And so I was coming to look. And I just realized there's a dead rat on the ledge up here that my cat must have left.
Whoa. Slow down. We'll talk to your daughter in a second. The rat's on the inside or the outside of your home?
Inside. So we have this large just big ledge. There's a mini drum set on it, obviously. And it's just like a decoration ledge.
I see.
And my cat hangs out up there. And I don't usually come up here. But now I'm looking over.
I have questions. How long does the rat appear to have been there?
I'm going to go for a week.
Oh, is it like dehydrated yet?
Yeah.
Did the cat rip into it?
No, not too much.
Just there's killed no it guts and left it there.
I can see.
This is how frequently. Oh, so you, first of all, let's just tell people again, remind them you're in California. Not there's there are some people who go, I don't understand why is there a rat near your house, but there are in some places, right? So,
well, yeah, I mean, my cat brought it in.
Yeah, it doesn't live in your house.
Right.
I gotcha. How often does this happen?
Well, we moved to this apartment a little over a year ago, and they keep it bug free and lots of pesticides. So this is the second one. At our old house, she would bring me like rabbits all the time, lizards all the time.
Rabbits?
Yeah.
How big is your cat?
She's pretty small, but she's
wiry.
Part Bengal. So yeah. She's got a little bit more.
I thought you were going to say she's on heroin, so she's very.
That would make her very docile, mellow, actually.
Right? Yeah. That wouldn't work for my joke. Never mind. Hey, so, not for nothing. You do heroin, you've done coke, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you said mushrooms happen in there somewhere?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Weed, obviously.
LSD.
Uh-huh.
Weed a couple times, but I don't like it.
Not a weed person.
Mm-mm.
Look at you.
I could never handle that.
That's the statement I'm looking for to give people a deeper look. Heroin, you were good with. Weed, too much for you.
It really was. It really is. I can't do it. I flip out and I just constantly think, get this out of my body. I can't think like this. Oh my God.
You get paranoid? This
is the worst thing. A little, I guess. I mean, I'm never like, oh my God, because I don't care if people know. And if I did it, I mean, my parents did it. My brother did it. It wasn't like I was scared that somebody would find out I was high. I just hated the feeling.
May I ask, like your mom sounded like a bit of a problem when you were growing up. So was this to kind of escape all that, or you were really just doing it because the boy did it?
Oh, no. My mom was great growing up. It wasn't until later when I was like, I'm going to have my own life. She's like, no, don't leave me. And then she went crazy.
Ah, no kidding.
Interesting. Yeah, she was wonderful growing up.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have an older brother and then an older half-brother, which is my dad's son.
An older half-brother, but this is after your dad and your mom broke up?
Before.
Or before. Oh, okay. Your dad's second wife.
Right.
Are they still together?
He died 5 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. From drinking soda, you think? Or no? It's a lot of soda, probably, right?
He never drank that.
That's what I was trying to get to. That's all I wanted you to say. That's all I was hoping you were going to say. My dad wouldn't drink that garbage. He knew what was in it. My God.
He would get so mad when I ate Doritos, too. He'd be like, oh, those atomic chips. They're going to kill you.
I'm in the meeting, sweetie. Listen to me.
I remember we used to have to hide buying something. I think maybe it was Doritos. Because one of them was owned by Pepsi. Something was owned by Pepsi, and we couldn't be seen at the store buying it.
I do remember that Frito-Lay and PepsiCo were related somehow, I thought, when I was a kid, though I'm not sure if I'm right about that.
Yeah, something like that. One of them is. I remember having to like sneak stuff in.
There's that documentary, which, let me just say, I don't remember the name of, that was about how algorithms are literally written to just take over and make you do, you know, click and swipe and keep you in the app and all that stuff. And there were designers of the algorithms in the thing that said, my kids are not allowed to have these. That's what I pictured when I talked about your dad. And your dad, you were like, my dad doesn't drink soda. Are you kidding? My God, that's for you people, not us. We know. So, well, it's the most telling thing anyone's ever said on this podcast, by the way. Oh, thank God. I hope people made it to this part. I don't even know what the hell we were talking about. Oh, your mom's a decent person, blah, blah, blah. She went wonky when you tried to have your own life. Your dad died from what? I'm sorry. It's such a long pause. Did he take his own life?
Maybe he died from bacon or beer. Not sure.
Oh, heart attack.
Or smoking.
One of those things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because you paused for so long. I was like, oh God, her father might have taken his own life.
No. He just, He had a bad heart. He had a quadruple bypass when he was like 46.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then towards the end, he had a pacemaker and defibrillator.
Mm-hmm.
And it just...
I should picture your father with a cigarette in one hand, a stick of butter in the other hand, saying, this soda is not good for you. Is that about right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Gotcha. Dad, are you putting butter on butter? I am. I love it. Oh my gosh. Ashtray in every room.
When I was young, mm-hmm. but I mean, once we moved to Georgia, I think smoking became an outdoor thing.
Yeah.
Like we weren't allowed to do it in the house. He wasn't allowed to smoke in the house.
My age and, you know, your age, you're close enough to me. Like your parents were smoking. There was just, it was everywhere.
Oh yeah. Like, they were smoking in the hospital while I was born. Both of them.
You know what I haven't seen in decades? My dad stopped at a red light. Take the ashtray from his car, which, by the way, for all of you young people, cars used to have ashtrays, and it was full, overloaded with butts and ash. He used to have to take the butts and crush the ash to make more space to put more butts and ash into it. And then you'd pull up at a stoplight, he'd pop it out, open the door, reach down, dump them on the ground, tap, tap, tap on the ground, and put it back in the car and drive away.
I saw a guy the other day with all windows up, smoking. In a like a nice car. It was like a SUV, Mercedes-ish kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Old man smoking with all the windows up.
Cigarettes, not vaping.
Cigarette, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wow.
He ain't giving up now.
Pretty hardcore, yeah. Bud.
Was he in his 60s, 70s, you think?
70s yeah. or more, yeah, definitely.
It's like I'm rolling out just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Have a heart attack.
They're right? So expensive, it's crazy.
You know, so I didn't know that, but we were driving to see Arden and we stopped at this place to get drinks and use the bathroom and stuff like that. And I saw a guy ask for a carton of cigarettes. And when I remember when the woman said how much it was, I was like, wait, what is happening? Like, you know, like insane amounts of money for cigarettes.
Yeah.
Didn't crazy. Stop. Didn't slow him down. He's like, he got two actually.
Wow.
I was like, yeah. I remember that my dad used to pay $2 for a pack. And cartons.
I remember I used to in high school.
Yeah.
We'd all like pool our quarters together.
To get your cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was Georgia.
I remember when a carton went to $20, my dad was like, that's insane. Like he was put off by that and went to like a generic cigarette for a while. He was so pissed about it.
My dad rolled his own.
Well, yeah, obviously it's in your blood. But we got... Hold on a second. How much is a carton of cigarettes now? I'm going to find out.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
I wouldn't know either. Hold on a second. Carton of cigarettes. By the way, how much is a CAR, car battery? Catalytic converter popped up. Car inspection in Pennsylvania. Wow. You can get a carton for $50. And this is not
in California.
And this, no, how much there?
I know that. At least a pack is $10.
Get so the hell out of here. In California? Hold on. Let's say in California and see what happens. Pack of cigarettes. Jesus, mother of God. All right. Well, God bless you. People must love smoking. It's all tax too, right? Like they're taxing the crap much, out of it, trying to get you not to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, actually here, wow. Price per pack by state. New York, $10.45. California, $5.53, it says.
That's
you think
some crazy pack. I don't know which kind that is.
Alaska, $8.81. Minnesota, $8.40. That's interesting. It varies a lot. Looks like New York's got the on this list at least.
New York's always been a little ahead of California. But I mean, I know whenever I go to the gas station, I see that it's nine something on sale.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
$5.53 for a pack of cigarettes in California. 87 cents for an excise tax per pack. 43 cents for a state tax per pack. $1.30 total state tax per pack. That all gets tacked onto the $5.49. So in New York, Jesus, $10.45 plus four plus 40 cents plus $4.75. It's $20.
Oh my God.
That's enough of a reason to move if you're a smoker. You have to leave the city, I would think. All right, listen, this has been terrific. Are we letting your kid talk or did she bail?
Yeah. Nope, she wants to.
What's her name?
Should I just put her on speaker or hand her the headphones?
It's up to you. She's your kid.
All right, well,
you can put them in her ear.
I don't need to hear it.
You're not going to hear what I say to her then. If you're all right with that, then jam those things in her ears.
Hi.
Hey, kid, what's up? What's your name?
That's Perrin.
Perrin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a lovely name. How old are you?
Thank you. 11.
11. I'm 52, just so we know who each other is. You know my name?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I'm Scott.
Your
mom and I were talking about your diabetes. I hear you're using a Dexcom.
Yeah.
Yeah? Which one do you have?
Dexcom G6.
Six. And you have a pump?
Yes.
How you like your pump?
Okay.
Yeah? What kind of pump is it?
I forget. Oh, what kind of pump is it?
Is it Tandem?
T-Slim? Tandem.
Why is it just Tandem? Why is Dexcom good and Tandem's okay?
Because it has to have the wire.
The tubing.
Yeah.
Your mom wouldn't get you an Omnipod?
Yeah.
She wouldn't get it for you?
Oh, she would.
But?
She would get it for me, but I'm afraid because it's bigger, so it'll hurt a little more.
I don't think that's how that works, but I hear you. Mm. You should do what makes you comfortable. My daughter wears an Omnipod.
Oh.
Yeah, for like ever. So my daughter's 19. Which is 8 years older than you. You might be impressed with how good my math is. And she's been wearing an Omnipod since she was 4. So that's 15 years she's been wearing one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She likes it a lot. Maybe you'll try one day. Nice. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the tubing is... So what's wrong with the tubing? Is it get stuck or do you not like taking it off to get baths or what's the thing?
Yeah. Like, I don't like taking it off to like get in the pool or shower.
You ever forget to put it back on after a shower?
Actually, yes, all the time.
And then your blood sugar goes up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you eat? Like, what's some of your favorite foods?
Probably tacos.
Yeah? Like ones your mom makes or ones you get at a store?
Yeah. My mom makes.
Are you pretty good at bolusing for them?
Not really. I usually have my mom or my dad do the math.
Yeah. I understand. It's difficult. I heard you're changing your own Dexcoms now, though, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. Good for you. Was it scary to do the first time?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not too bad now?
Yeah.
Have you seen the G7?
Yeah. I'm looking into it more.
Yeah? You doing your own research?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to make sure, right?
Yeah.
My daughter's using it. She likes it a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's smaller. I think she finds it a little easier to put on. And the warm-up period where you don't have numbers is only 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, that's part I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm. If you ever decide to buy it, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Go to dexcom.com/juicebox when you get it, okay?
Okay.
Use my link, okay?
Okay.
I got to make a living, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just can't talk to your mom for fun. I mean, I could, but I got bills. Mm-hmm. You understand. I mean, you're young. You don't know anything about money. You got any money?
Yeah.
You're like squirreling it away somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
How much you got?
I'm not sure right now.
You don't want to say in front of your mom? You think she'll make you pay for something?
No, I'm just not sure how much I have.
All right. More or less than $50?
Probably less.
Okay. What do you get for like birthdays and stuff like that?
I usually use it on Starbucks.
Oh, look at you. You like a, what do you like, a cold coffee or hot tea? What do you enjoy?
Frappuccinos, so cold stuff.
How are you bolusing for those?
10 units.
10 units does a frappuccino.
Yeah.
Do you get a spike out of that or no?
Yeah.
About high? How high?
I'm not sure.
Does it come back down on its own or do you and your mom have to give yourself more insulin at some point?
What? I didn't quite hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you usually have to bolus again, or does it come down by itself after you?
I usually have to bolus again.
Hey, can I ask you a couple of questions about your vision?
Yeah.
Oh, good. This is exciting for me. Thank you. I'm sure it's not as exciting for you. Has it been your whole life as long as you can remember?
Yeah.
So you don't have any memory of it. You feel like it's possibly been like that forever because you don't have any memory of it any other way.
Yeah.
Then red and green, how do you tell them apart?
It's usually easy. I'm not quite sure. I just got my brain to train me to know the difference.
You taught yourself which is which.
Yeah.
Are they both just different versions of like black? Or
no.
No.
Usually it's more close to orange.
Red's more like orange or green's more like orange?
Yeah.
Red's more like orange.
Red.
Okay. And what's green look like? What do you think green looks like? How do you describe that?
Probably like a light brown.
Like brown. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever think, wow, everything looks different to me than it does to other people?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Honestly, it doesn't really feel like anything. It's just I kind of wish I could see normally.
Yeah.
Like, well, maybe, not colorblindness.
Maybe if I could see the way you saw, I'd wish I could see like you, maybe. No?
Yeah.
It's possible, right?
I mean, yeah, like it's cool sometimes, but it's also kind of annoying when people find out. Mm-hmm. Because then they're kind of just like, ooh, what's this color? Like, what's that color?
Oh, then they want to like play the game with you or they ask you what everything looks like. Yeah. Is this the kind that like you can wear glasses to change? Have you ever seen those glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wore them when I was little, but I hated it.
Yeah, I like the glasses.
Gotcha.
Hey, weird question. You're not going to understand why I'm asking you. Do you like Slurpees?
Yes.
You do. Do you love them?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you. Do you have any questions for me?
Not really, no.
No? I appreciate that. Do you ever hear me, like, coming out of your mom's phone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Does your dad ever say, like, crap about me? Like, oh, my God, you listen to that again?
Uh-uh.
No? That's nice. Tell him I think he's cool then. Is he teaching you how to play the drums?
He tries to, but I don't want to learn.
Are you any good at it or are you just not interested?
I'm just not interested.
I gotcha. Drumming's like a lot of work, it looks like to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It really does. Yeah. It seems like a sweaty thing. Do you play any instruments?
I used to play trumpet last year, but no,
not anymore. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Nice. But why'd you stop?
Because I wanted to give acting more of a try.
You're doing acting in school?
Yeah. And out of school.
Oh, wow. Tell me, like, you take classes?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm actually doing The Little Mermaid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the crab or the mermaid? Or are you the sea witch or what are you?
I'm one of the sisters.
Oh, nice. Like the one, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like behind Ursula, right? Oh no. The mermaid sisters.
Yeah.
Nice. You have any lines?
Just singing, but otherwise no.
What songs?
The Daughters of Triton and She's in Love.
Oh, that's wonderful. You doing that at school or are you doing that in a class?
In class.
Very nice. How often, how many times a week do you go to class?
Two, Monday and Wednesday.
Do you have any problems with your blood sugars while you're acting?
Not usually. Sometimes when we're dancing, it'll go low.
Okay.
But otherwise, no.
Gotcha. Is there like an exercise mode on that T-Slim? I think there is, right?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah, there is.
Does it work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Very nice. Oh, celiac. There's certain things you don't eat, right?
Yeah.
Does it bother you not to eat those things or do you not care?
Most of the time, I don't care, but sometimes I'm just like, I wish I can have that.
Mm.
Like at birthday cake, like birthday parties with cake.
Cake.
That's something I wish I could have.
I don't want to rub it in, but I had a cupcake the other day. It was fantastic.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll never know, I guess. But oh my God, so good. The cake, and then there was the sugar all over the top with the icing. Fantastic. Yum. Did you ever eat the icing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Actually, the icing is probably the best part. I don't know if you're missing anything.
Yeah.
Does like gluten-free cake, is it not great?
It's good, but gluten cake's better.
Yeah. What happens if you eat gluten?
I throw up after 2 hours of digesting it.
Oh, that might be genetic though, throwing up thing.
Maybe.
Yeah. You eat a cupcake, for instance, with gluten in it, and a couple of hours later you just vomit?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's insane. Well, yeah, I would want to avoid that, right?
Yes, very much so.
Are you taller than your mom?
No.
You think you will be?
Maybe. Mm. I'm very much shorter than her.
Yeah. Hey, I'm adopted.
Oh.
Right? So you and I kind of have something in common a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's it like to, like, I mean, I know your dad's your dad, right? And everything, and he loves mm-hmm. you and you love him. But what's it like to not know, like, a parent?
I don't really know because I was so young
yeah.
at the time, and I didn't really know what a dad was.
Mm. You don't think about it, though?
No, not really, no.
I didn't either when I was little. I don't now either. Like, it all seemed very normal to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's kind of cool. I thought, so I used to think this. I used to think that because I don't know the people that I came from, like, I get to, like, decide who I am. And I don't have to, mm-hmm. like, you know, follow along by what other people do. So I don't know if you might find that freedom at some point when you're older.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. What else do you love? Anything? Music? Drawing?
Probably my pets.
Yeah? You have a dead rat yeah. up there. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your cat's a like an animal, like legitimately, like just like it just grabbed a rat and killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be weird now to pet the cat knowing that he or she like
she
was able to do yeah. that because she's like a little like a little murderer almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you scared of her? No, right?
A little bit. A little sometimes. Bit? Yeah, she's actually right here, so I shouldn't say much.
Yeah, right. You don't want to piss her off. She'll come for you next.
No.
You'll be up on the windowsill. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think the cat can kill you, by the way. But mm-hmm. I have one last question for you that I'm going to let you go. Are you having? First of all, mm-hmm. are you having fun?
Yes.
Good, good, good. All right. My last question is, you don't like to get blood draws, right?
Mm-mm.
Tell me about what it makes you feel like when you know you have to get a blood draw.
Like, kind of nervous, and I'm afraid it's going to hurt way more than it does. Like, because one time I had to go with my mom, and it kind of, and it, like, we couldn't get enough blood or anything, mm-hmm. and so I had to do it again. So that's the part I'm most scared of.
So it makes you nervous because you think it's going to hurt, but then it doesn't really end up hurting that badly.
Yeah.
Then why are you nervous the next time?
I don't know. It's just like nerve wracking to get my blood drawn.
I got you. I understand. My daughter doesn't like it either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it. Can I give you a mm-hmm. hint? A thing I learned?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know when they like the gut in the vein, like in your like the bend in your arm, right, to get the blood out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I found that if you take a deep, not a real deep breath, but a breath in, right, and then as they're putting the needle in, mm-hmm. push the air out. So while the needle's going in, it really mm-hmm. it really changed it for me.
Oh.
Yeah. Give it a try next time. So just, you know, say, all right, I want to make sure we're ready. I'm going to take a deep breath in and I'm going to blow the breath out while you're putting the needle in. So I want to time it like that. And then just deep breath in, blow it out while the needle's going in. It made a big difference for me. Give it a try. Let me know if it helps you.
Okay.
Okay. If it helps you, okay. Tell your mom, tell her to write me a note. Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool. It was lovely to talk to you.
Same.
Is this going to be the first podcast you've ever been on?
Yes, actually.
Nice. You want to pimp your Instagram or anything while you're here or no?
Hmm?
You got an Instagram you want people to check out or anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can share mm-hmm. it if you want to.
Okay.
I'll ask your mom if it's okay first, okay?
Okay.
All right, put her back on so I can say goodbye to her. It was really nice to talk to you.
Okay, have a good day.
Hey, you bye. Too. Bye.
Hello?
Two things, and then I'll let you go.
Okay.
Why is that kid not in school?
Because I scheduled this wrong.
And
she's having a pump failure right now. She'll be a little late.
I'm going to let you go. And the other thing is, she told me that when she eats gluten, it makes her throw up. And I said, ooh, that might be genetic. But she doesn't know why I said that. And I think when you listen back to it, you're going to laugh your ass off. Amanda, I'm going to let you go because obviously you have a life that you have to tend to and a rat you have to dispose of. So I really do appreciate you doing this very much. It was terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Had a good time.
Yep. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
A huge thank you to one of today's sponsors, AG1. Drinkag1.com/juicebox. You can start your day the same way I do, with a delicious drink of AG1. A huge thanks to US Med for sponsoring this episode of the Juice Box podcast. Don't forget, usmed.com/juicebox. This is where we get our diabetes supplies from. You can as well. Use the link or call 888-721-1514. Use the link or call the number, get your free benefits check so that you can start getting your diabetes supplies the way we do from US Med. A huge thank you to one of today's sponsors, Gvoke Glucagon. Find out more about Gvoke HypoPen at gvokeglucagon.com/juicebox. You spell that gvokeglucagon.com/juicebox. If you're not already subscribed or following in your favorite audio app, please take the time now to do that. It really helps the show. And get those automatic downloads set up so you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back very soon with another episode of the Juice Box Podcast. The episode you just heard was professionally edited by Wrong Way Recording. WrongWayRecording.com.